Some jazz classics have found a home on a new CD from harmonica player Jerry Portnoy. The collection is called Down in the Mood Room. It's a bit of a diversion for Portnoy, one of the country's greatest bluesmen. Portnoy grew up steeped in the blues on Maxwell Street in Chicago and began a long run with the legendary Muddy Waters Band just 6 years after picking up the harmonica.
I had tried my hand at various things, all of which required a fair degree of digital dexterity, namely pianos and guitars, accordion, and I'm not particularly adept that way. I picked a harmonica up off a friend's mantelpiece one day. I put it in my mouth and instantly I knew I could play it.
What was it like walking down Maxwell Street when you were a kid? Any names we would recognize?
Oh, sure. Little Walter, who's generally considered the greatest of all the blues harmonica players. He played right down the street from my father's store. And what they used to do, they would rent somebody's electrical outlet in a first-floor apartment and throw an extension cord up there, give her 50 cents and use her juice, and put their amplifiers right on the street. It was just when amplifiers had been introduced, and that way they could really draw a crowd. Maxwell Street was an absolutely wild, colorful bazaar that in its heyday there was nothing like it. People came from all over the Midwest to shop down there. The merchants set up their goods right on the street. It was like an old world bazaar.
Everything happened on the street.
Oh, yeah.
The commerce and the music.
Oh, yeah. They had what they called pullers. And you'd be walking past a clothing store, and the puller would yank you bodily right into the store, throw a suit of clothes over you, put you in front of a mirror, and you'd say, well, how come one leg's shorter than the other? And they say, oh, man, that's the way they're wearing it now. Where you been? You know, and they pull the money out of your pocket and shove you right back out the store. It was a fabulous, fabulous place.
Are you leaving the blues behind with this album?
No, I'm never going to leave the blues behind. And even on what I did, I think the soul of the blues still infuses everything I play. I really don't want to recycle endless cliches. And one way to avoid that is to tackle new material. And these songs that I did on this album, a lot of the material that I culled from big band stuff, from jazz, and from R&B saxophone players of the late 40s and the early 50s, people like Gene Ammons and Red Prysock, Syl Austin. That stuff really interests me.
I was going to ask you how you manage to express genuine emotion when you're playing the blues over and over, night after night, and how do you do that without getting cliched?
The goal of every musician, every improvisatory musician certainly, is to become a conduit for the music, to shut off your conscious mind, and if you're fluent enough on your instrument, and you can open yourself up to just the grand source of music, wherever it is in this universe that it comes from and hangs in the air, and let it pass through you and just instantly translate it without filtering through the conscious mind, then the music will come out fresh.
Do you have to feel the blues to perform them honestly?
Well, it's the core of it. Listen, when you do something every night, if you're out there performing night after night, every night is different. Some nights you feel it more than others. There are various other influences, things going on in your life that you may be preoccupied with. But that's the great thing about playing music. When you get up on that bandstand and you go for it, that's you on that particular night.
Jerry Portnoy. His new album is titled Down in the Mood Room.